Although the number of home foreclosures in Massachusetts is expected to drop next year, for now it continues to rise. This year alone, lenders in the state have filed more than 22,000 petitions to take homes, and more than 11,000 have already been seized. This morning, WBUR's Anthony Brooks tells us the story of a Boston foreclosure that illustrates how the crisis continues to hit low-income families the hardest.
In one sense, this story has played out millions of times across the U.S. But what's striking about this case is what happened to the house after foreclosure. It's nap time at the Little Wonders Daycare Center in Boston, where about a dozen kids are sleeping on cots underneath brightly colored blankets. For the past 2 years, the owners, Pierre Solon, who comes from Haiti, and his wife, Caddy Familia, from the Dominican Republic, have been fighting to get their home back. In 2006, they bought a green clapboard house in Hyde Park for $584,000. Caddy Familia, a small woman whose eyes flash with determination, says they worked in the daycare center and both took on second jobs to pay for it.
And we be like 2 years paying for the house. We a lot of sacrifice. Sometimes we don't even have food. And he got two jobs. I got two jobs. I lost one. He lost one. And right there, we start, you know, going down. And I said to him, we need to do something.
Nadine Cohen is an attorney with Greater Boston Legal Services who's been trying to help the couple. She says they worked with a loan servicer, Wells Fargo, to try to modify the loan, but that failed. The couple moved out, and last month, Wells Fargo put the house up for auction. And Cohen says they were shocked by what happened next.
They just learned that the bank sold the property to an investor for $115,000.
That's a fraction of the original $584,000 price.
An absolute fraction. I think the bank could have offered them a modification of their loan for twice that amount, but the bank would not do that. They would rather see the homeowner be displaced from their home with their children and then sell it to an investor for $115,000.
Then 2 weeks later, the investor who bought their home flipped the property to another investor for $270,000, making a profit of $155,000. Nadine Cohen.
Everybody has made money off of the backs of low-income homeowners. The broker made money, the investor made money, the servicer makes money, and the homeowners lose out.
For me, it's not fair. It's like we're working hard.
Again, Caddy Familia.
They sell the house for $115. This is ridiculous. I think the banks, they play with the people like we are a little toy.
This story is complicated, and assigning blame is not straightforward. Caddy Familia and Pierre Solon took on more debt than they could afford. Attorney Nadine Cohen says they were encouraged by a California-based subprime mortgage lender called Fremont Investment and Loan.
They were given two mortgages, and those mortgage payments were almost $5,000 a month, more than their income.
Fremont Investment and Loan was later sued by Massachusetts Attorney General for deceptive loan practices, and the company went bankrupt and shut down. By then, its loans had been securitized and sold to investors. Wells Fargo has been servicing some of those loans, including the one made to Pierre Solon and Caddy Familia. Michael DeVito, a vice president for Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, wouldn't comment about this case. He would say that less than 2% of Wells Fargo customers have gone into foreclosure, and the bank does all it can to help borrowers keep their homes.
Without question, Wells Fargo has been successful helping over 500,000 customers reach an affordable payment through a loan modification program. It's always preferable, from Wells Fargo's point of view, to keep the customer in the home.
Another Wells Fargo official said the couple had fallen more than $150,000 behind in their payments, which the borrowers don't dispute. The bank offered them a chance to modify their loan, which could have lowered their monthly payments. But because they had fallen so far behind, it would have increased their mortgage to more than $600,000. Paul Collier is a Cambridge-based attorney. He says if Wells Fargo was willing to auction the house off for a fraction of the original price, it could have worked out a mutually beneficial deal for bank and family.
And what the bank got out of it was taking the home of a family who could afford a fair market price for that home in order to punish them for having been victims of a predatory mortgage.
Collier supports a proposal by Boston Mayor Tom Menino that would require mortgage lenders to participate in mediation with homeowners before they foreclose on them. If approved by the state legislature, it might help others. But attorney Nadine Cohen says it would come too late to help Pierre Solon and Katie Familia get their home back.
I don't think that's going to be possible in this case. I think they lost their dream.
I worked 20 years in this country for this.
Again, Katie Familia.
I prefer to go back in my country. At least your house, can you say, is yours.
The couple is now renting a small apartment in Mattapan and say home ownership is no longer possible for them in this country. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.